So what is a regent, and why does it matter who we vote for here on the Western Slope?
The Board of Regents is a 9-member elected board of folks who oversee the University of Colorado system. I realize that all the voters in Colorado will have a chance to kind of weigh in on this race, and so I wanted to focus on these two women, who one's a Democrat, one's a Republican, and what regents do. They choose the president of the university, they set policy, they decide on degree programs, they vote on the university's budget, which is about $3.5 billion. That's a lot. And CU is the state's third largest employer. It contributes $7 billion to Colorado's economy. Regents also vote on what to do with tuition.
So Democrat Alice Madden is a graduate of CU and director of the Center for Natural Resources, Energy, and the Environment at CU Law School. Republican Heidi Ganahl is also a CU Boulder grad who sits on the board of the CU Foundation, runs a charity called Moms Fight Back, and started a nationally franchised doggy daycare service. They both seem qualified. What sets them apart?
Heidi Ganahl is kind of this year's outsider candidate. She's a businesswoman who is very successful and made a lot of money doing the Camp Bow Wow franchised doggy daycare centers. And so you've basically got somebody who's been involved in politics and knows a lot of people in Colorado's political establishment, and that's the Democrat versus this kind of Republican entrepreneurial outsider.
So tuition is one of the biggest education issues of all, with a 38% increase since 2009. The Colorado Fiscal Institute ranks our state 48th in the nation for state funding. About 9% of the general fund goes to higher ed in Colorado currently. You write that Madden wants more state funding for colleges, but Ganahl doesn't, basically. What does she propose instead?
I wouldn't say that the Republican candidate doesn't. I think the major difference here is that the Democrat, Alice Madden, believes that CU can actually get more state funding. The Republican, Heidi Ganahl, seems to not really think that more state funding for higher education is actually on the table and wants to look for more innovative ways to do that. Not sure what that means, but that's a really big contrast.
My guest is Colorado Independent writer Corey Hutchins. Corey, talk about climate research. Is there any evidence that regents who doubt climate science can impact the ability of the university to do academic research or get credit for work already being done? You spoke to at least one Republican regent who's skeptical.
That's correct. This race, if the Democrat wins, could bring Democrats into control over this university system's Board of Regents. Right now, as it stands, Alice Madden says the regents don't really mention or support or celebrate the university's research on climate change, and they don't really promote it. Elect me, and when I get on the board with the Democrats in control, we will celebrate and promote all of this research that's being done at the University of Colorado on climate change. To kind of check up on that, I called a Republican regent, Steve Bosley, and he told me that they do protect academic freedom, and they don't tell their professors and their researchers what to do. They don't get involved as regents. But when I asked him, philosophically what he thought about man-made climate change, he essentially kind of came off as a skeptic.
So roughly $1 billion of the university's portfolio is invested in money management and mutual funds that include fossil fuel companies. Many students want the next Board of Regents to divest. What does Alice Madden say about this?
This is an issue that I believe Republicans in Colorado are really making a central tenet of this race. Divestment is something that is going on across public university campuses and private around the country. Students, you're right, activists are trying to get their universities to get rid of fossil fuels in their financial portfolios. That actually came up for a vote at CU, and it was not successful. I think some folks worry that if Democrats gain control of the board, it will come again. Asked about that, though, Alice Madden says that divestment is not the end-all, be-all of this race, and that while she has supported divestment in the past, especially with South Africa, she says she would rather look at the sum policies of a corporation with which the university does business. This is something called ESG, or Environmental Social Justice Governance Criteria. It basically assesses the company's environmental practice as well as policies related to LGBT issues, things like that, pension protection, and other factors. She told me she admires people who are fighting for divestment, but that she would prefer to go the ESG route.
My last question is about CU President Bruce Benson, a retired oil man who was once the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. If Alice Madden wins and the Democrats take control of the University of Colorado Board of Regents for the first time in nearly 30 years, will we see a new president next year?
Next year, I'm not sure. Okay, Bruce Benson is nearly 80 years old. Talking to some of the regents, the Republican, Heidi Ganahl, running, basically told me she thinks if her opponent gets in, first thing she'll do is want to get rid of the president and bring in a new president. You talk to the Democrat in the race, and she says, no, this race isn't really all about that. Alice Madden told me that she met with Bruce Benson, and she says that she told him that that's not what she's trying to do. It's hard to say. I think, though, it's fair to say that whoever sits on this board will have a lot to say in who the new president is moving forward. You know, looking at this race, you could kind of say which party controls this board, who gets elected, might have a pretty big impact on what the leadership of the University of Colorado system looks like in the future.
Certainly not an obscure statewide race after all. Corey Hutchins writes for the Colorado Independent and the Columbia Journalism Review. We will link to his article on the Regents race at kdnk.org. Thanks so much for speaking with me, Corey.
Thank you.